From prairies to mountains, pine forests to deserts, the river deltas to their headwaters. If it's in Texas, it's on Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your host, Mr. Texas, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, all done without a management controlled leash or muzzle. No donors either doing the same. Our Lone Star story of the day, we take another look at the Linn County Hospital District election that's on this May 4th ballot that I and others have called unethical. Jennifer Ritz, a citizen in Linn County, joins us to discuss it. And I think we've tightened up the rules on the mobile early voting for these bond elections and things because they were being completely abused by school districts. I think we need some other legislation to stop this kind of thing on these giant debt and tax. You know, debt increases always are a tax increase. In this case, it's a big one, and it's just being done in an underhanded manner. Create a more reliable and safer workplace with the drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Allied Compliance Services sponsors our Lone Star Story of the Day. You can reach them at alliedcompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. I've got tons of other Texas news. And listener club members, you got a direct me email address. It doesn't cost you a dime to join. I generally now send out about, unless it's election time, maybe just one thing a month. And before we've started this new sort of monthly newsletter that so many of you have requested, I go 4 or 5 months without sending anything out. So you're not getting spam. It's at prideontexas.com. Join. If you live in Lubbock, I will have Lubbock County and City of Lubbock voter recommendations out to the listener club by the latest Sunday night. I think early voting starts Monday for this uniform election date coming up May 4th. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at prattontexas.com. It was a blustery, blowing, dirt-blowing day, not the worst of all, but pretty bad this morning across the high ground as the temperature dropped massively. We had a big northern wind, and when that happened, I've already been suffering for 2 weeks from the giant brown skies, and I was getting a little better, and I think I still am, but boy, when it blows out of the north, that's the absolute worst for those of us that have terrible allergies because the prevailing winds are from the southwest, from the Chihuahuan Desert, so we have more natural immunities. When it comes out of the north, wow, really does get you, but it doesn't matter. Isabel and I still escaped the True Texan studio and compound today, went to our favorite lunch place, Narrow Bar, downtown in Lubbock, and had a great lunch. I just love that place. I love the atmosphere. The price is right. They're fast. We were out of there. I looked on my way back to the studio, and I'm already on the way halfway across, and we were only there 30 minutes. I mean, that's how quick they get it done, and it was so good. Narrow Bar in the lobby there, the old banking offices of that beautiful building. If you don't know much about architecture, high-rise buildings, one of my absolute big hobbies in parts of my life where I've traveled to places around the world just to see them and to be in them. I've been in probably, I don't know, 60 or more major high-rises. I've been in more than a dozen world-renowned high-rises that, you know, architecturally important, engineering important. I love it. That building, the old First National Bank building in Lubbock, 1500 Broadway, really nice Class A space still to this day. It's McDougal Plaza now. That building was modeled on the United Nations building. When it was built, that was the new big building in New York City. It's just that style. It's a great building. Anyway, Narrow Bar is great. We had a good lunch there. I'll be giving away another $25 gift certificate to Narrow Bar sometime in the coming few days, so be listening for your chance. Judge rejects Attorney General Paxton's attempt to block Harris County's guaranteed income program. The Houston Landing reports that the Judge Ursula Hall, a Harris County Civil Court judge, district judge, would not give a temporary restraining order, and so we expected that. That is a district court run by a bunch of leftists, and they report county officials say they expect Paxton will appeal the decision directly to the Texas Supreme Court. Now, in the last few days, there's been a media push in the liberal media around the state pointing out that, well, other counties have had these programs, Austin, San Antonio, other places and cities have had them, and he's never sued. Well, fine, that doesn't make it right. Also, the fact is Harris County's doing this in a little bit different way than other counties and cities, other jurisdictions did. But the state constitution makes it pretty clear that you're not supposed to do this and a lot of other things that people get away with doing. But I just, you know what kind of judge this judge is, this Ursula Hall in Harris County, district judge, Democrat. Listen to this quote reported in the Houston Landing. "There is sufficient evidence to show that guaranteed income programs are successful, so why wouldn't we believe it?" Judge Hall said. That's what you get when you have activist, non-legal minds, but activist politicians hiding behind a black robe with a gavel. Whether or not the program is successful for whatever aims is it's completely immaterial to the case. The case is, does the Constitution of the state prohibit it or not? But you see, this is how the left works. Well, it's a good thing, so we'll just declare it, you know, in their minds. I mean, they also think killing babies in the womb is a good thing. Satanic, if you ask me. But anyway, this is their view of the judiciary. And this was really kind of a good little example. That's a really bad statement from a judge. Well, of course, my question would be, if I were arguing with that person, compared to what? I mean, guaranteed income programs are successful in what? Yeah, and handing out other people's money to other people. That's all they're successful in. Well, it doesn't matter if they solve the whole problem of poverty, which they don't, because they've been tried and then studied all over the world, all over the West, all over this country. They don't do a good... It doesn't matter. That's immaterial to whether it's legal or not. And that's something even conservatives sometimes forget when it comes to things. It doesn't matter how great an idea it is. It doesn't matter if it works. If it's not legal, then it's not legal. Texas Republicans decry end of Mayorkas impeachment without trial in the U.S. Senate. Senator Cruz said, I don't know if there's been a more shameful day in the U.S. Senate than today. Senator Cruz, I have great respect for you, Ted, but almost every day is a shameful day in the U.S. Senate for a long time. But all 51 senators that caucus with the Democrats voted to simply dismiss the impeachment of the Cabinet Secretary, Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, who's lied to the American people, lied to Congress, and failed to do the job that his agency's charged to do. And it's rather, it's really factually known that he hasn't done the job. I mean, and he has lied over and over. So they didn't get it done. And, you know, in the fact, passed I think four times the Senate's not held a trial when impeachment articles have been presented, so they don't have to. But I believe that in those cases, three times the person was no longer in office, so they decided it was moot. And in one, they argued there was no jurisdiction. In other words, they didn't believe that the Congress had the right to impeach that particular person or officer or whatever. What they did here was just dismiss it, and everybody's up in arms. Good, use it. As soon as we take the Senate back, and they have a House that's going to start impeaching people again like they did Trump, we can just start dismissing the charges every time. Just dismiss the charges. Well, Robert, wouldn't that be wrong? No, that's the precedent they set. They always talk about the tried and staid traditions of the Senate. Just do it every time. And you won't have to worry, because if there really is true illegal scandal on somebody, there'll be enough people even in the Republican side who will not vote to just dismiss something. I just think we make a big point of this, and from now on, everything that the Democrats ever push through against a Republican, unless it's, you know, something of true felonious type crap, we just dismiss it, dismiss the charges on a vote. Simply point back to that day and to the decision of Chuck Schumer and those who caucused with the Democrats, all 51 of them, and let them live with their new precedent in the U.S. Senate. We talk about the Linn County Hospital District election, which I've called unethical, and visit with Jennifer Ritz about that subject in a moment.
Pratt on Texas returns after we hear from the folks who make the show possible.
The name may be Specialty Trucks of Lubbock, but these guys have repeat customers across the country. Why? Because they save you serious money. Mike Crafton and Jason Duncan specialize in finding and reconditioning quality work trucks, including heavy-duty pickups, utility-bodied trucks, bucket trucks, and more. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock can get you the work truck you need and save you money. You can see inventory online at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com or request them to find the truck you need. Talk to Mike or Jason at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
Why does keeping up with the news have to be so hard? It's like sorting through a mountain of garbage. We're here to change all that. 21st Century Watch Magazine. It's quarterly, conservative, and completely free. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com. We'll never sell your information, cancel anytime. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com for your free subscription.
A Crosby County cotton farmer had dental work needs that would have cost at least $25,000 at home. Instead, he went to our official dentist, Dr. Zuniga in Costa Rica, and had all 28 of his teeth crowned, each shaped uniquely for him, and two root canals he needed, all for under 10 grand. He had a great time, went to the Pacific Side beaches for a few days too, and his total hotel bill for the entire trip was under $1,000. He liked it so much, he's visited Costa Rica again. Get started on your savings and vacation adventure. Click the Dental Care banner at PrattonTexas.com.
You've heard about their politics all day. Now it's time for ours. It's Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Earlier this week on the show, I highlighted in the teaser that goes out on Twitter, Linn County's unethical election. And I said, and it was all spurred by a report that fortunately some citizens had gotten to media in the Lubbock area, and KCBD ran a story on it. And it's one of these local government elections. We've seen this so often around the state where, one, they put it on the May election ballot because they know the turnout is very low. But then, and that's it's not unethical in and of itself. I don't like it. But what they do is, according to the reporting, they then push the election. They didn't really do much to tell people there was a big election. Folks, it's a big election. It is a huge increase in property tax for the county hospital district in Linn County, the county directly south of Lubbock County. Worse, they then apparently put the only polling location, at least for early voting, we'll find out more in a moment, at the hospital itself, which guarantees that, you know, most of your turnout are going to be people who have a financial interest in passing the big tax increase, the big debt load. We're visiting with Jennifer Ritz. She lives in Linn County. And as I mentioned on the show already, if you're not familiar with the area, the eastern side of the county, the northeastern side, is basically exurban areas of the city of Lubbock. And it's closer to go to world-class health facilities in Lubbock that have been built in that part of the county than it would be to go over to the eastern side of the county, to the county seat of Tahoka, which is a small town. And so, you know, people have different outlooks. I don't really want to argue. That's for the people in Linn County to decide whether they need to go into debt and raise their taxes to upgrade their hospital facilities or not. Linn Ritz is a citizen, though, who has gotten very involved in this and put together the town hall that really should have been done over and over around the county by the hospital district folks, so that people knew what was happening. Because Linn, tell me, if and welcome to Pratt on Texas, tell us, because my understanding from the reporting is Linn County is a rural county. I mean, I'm from a rural county. I'm from Floyd County. It seems like people didn't even know this was on the ballot.
Yes. Thanks, first of all, for having me on the show, Robert. But yes, this, I didn't even hear about this until last Thursday. So I haven't even known about it really, but for about a week. And I'm not alone. I immediately started making phone calls and discovered that this was news to every single person I knew, at least in the New Home community. Now, they did have town halls, but I will point out that when you post a town hall on your personal Facebook page, my husband doesn't even have a Facebook account. A lot of people don't. I rarely go on Facebook. I definitely do not follow the Linn County Hospital District.
Well, social media should not be where legal notices and legal things like I've been very opposed to that for a long time, government using these, because you have to subscribe, you have to go look, and they do not populate correct other people's feeds. The public correct misunderstands and that when you put it up, oh, it goes to everybody. No, they have algorithms that decide what gets shown. This is exactly the kind of thing in a rural county you would think your county commissioner or somebody in each part of the county would be calling everybody and say, hey, we need to talk about it. So are you saying that what I saw in the original reporting where they said we tried to talk with people about it, I'm not sure and I'm not looking at it right now, but what I saw in the reporting didn't even make it clear what they would be meeting about.
I don't think that it was clear enough. It was a very brief. Once I saw it, it was after the fact. I mean, right. It was held the very last, and then the very last one, and I'm sure this was strategic as well, was in New Home, because they're aware that the hospital district believes that we will be the largest group who is going to vote no for this bond. But, you know, I know this is a statewide thing, Robert. I'm a seventh generation Texan. I try my best to keep up with the news. I see these outrageous bond elections happening all right. over the state. And, you know, that it's big business when there's a law firm out of Waco that our hospital district hired to oversee this bond election process. See, because there was an $11 right. million dollar bond that failed previously that the hospital tried to pass. So this go round, and I don't know if they
did they form a pack to promote it? And obviously that it seems to me like, unlike a lot, I was going to say, often when they promote, like a school bond, they'll have a political action committee, and you go look, and the law firm's out of town, and everybody are the biggest donors to them, because they make money. But in this one, though, it seems like they're trying to just do this on the down low. Keep the word low. Yes. It's a very low turnout yes. election in a rural county on a May election cycle.
Hey, they're not, they haven't really even tried to keep that fact a secret. I will say our county commissioner is a guy named Larry Durham. I did speak to him, and he did at their most recent commissioner's court meeting. The hospital district folks came to the commissioner's court meeting. He was the only county commissioner in Linn County who spoke out against it. And he's opposed to it, but you know,
it's already on the ballot now. I mean, they should have been talking about this many months ago with citizens.
This has been in the works for a couple
right.
of years.
Oh, it always is.
In February 7th.
I want to get to the other issue. Is the reporting, because I have to ask, sometimes they're not correct. Is it true that they only have, that they said, well, we didn't use the elections office or the county clerk's office. We're just going to run the election ourselves as a hospital district. And if that's so, is it true that they only set up one countywide polling location and it's at the hospital?
Yes. Not early voting and voting on May 4th
at all at the hospital. Now that is scandalous. This is the kind of thing that people have a right to become extraordinarily angry over, because we all know what that's about. First of all, that's not centrally located necessarily, but more importantly, that ensures that the turnout in a very low turnout election, folks, we're talking about a bond issue in which maybe only a few hundred people at most vote.
Our last one was 200, about 200 people turned out.
Right. So you understand, folks, the people who are employed and who will make money off of and who do work with the hospital are going to get, they're going to end up with a 90% registered voter turnout there. And then everybody else is going to have a 1% turnout or 5% turnout.
Yeah.
This is scandalous to me. Absolutely and scandalous.
It is. My feeling is absolutely that they may be, you know, dancing around the fringes of the law, and they are within the law.
Yeah, I think they're legal on it, but we know they picked a May election for that.
I will grant that. However, it's unethical.
And right.
At its most basic, I don't see how it's not considered voter disenfranchisement. And Robert, I've spoken right. to the Secretary of State's office, the Texas Attorney General's office, the Texas Ethics Commission.
Well, they don't have any ethics. That's the clown court. Leave them alone. They don't matter if the so-called Ethics Commission.
most everybody said they couldn't do anything.
Right, and they can't.
To a nice guy at the Secretary of State's office, and I've spoken to Charles Perry's office,
right.
and one of his guys hung up on me in the middle of the conversation.
That doesn't sound like Senator Perry's staff. I will tell you, this is an issue which we've already made law changes in Texas to stop, for example, schools putting a bond issue and then having all the early voting. Yet we stopped this mobile early voting where it moves around because they were scheduling it to do this. But, even, you know, where they put it right at the people that are going to win. They put it outside of a school when they have a PTA meeting. Then they go have a meeting at the other school and they move the early voting there. This is a known issue in the state. And I don't think mm-hmm. there have been any laws passed to stop special purpose districts or hospital districts from doing this. But in reality, yeah. it stinks to high heaven, especially, you know, they communicate it to you, whatever. I get all that. That can be argued. But the fact that they choose to have one polling location for early voting and election day and put it at the place where they're going to be assured of the massive voter turnout is nasty.
And that, they have been very clear about the fact that the law firm that they hired out of Waco, that that was their direction to
do that.
Yeah,
suggestion, sure, because, so it'll pass and they'll get money. Absolutely. Jennifer, the clock has got us. Jennifer Ritz, thanks for your citizen service standing up on the issue in Linn County. We'll be back with more on Pratt on Texas in a moment.
The news and commentary of Texas continues after this.
A North Texas couple wrote, I just would like to thank you for the connection to Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and crew at DentoCare. They did a fantastic job on my behalf. I've also referred numerous people to your site to contact her and will continue to sing praises for Dr. Zuniga. Folks, they've been back, take another family. Learn what they have. A quick trip to the popular tourism spot of Costa Rica is great fun and often pays for itself in savings with superior dental care and the highest level of service you'll experience anywhere. Arrange your adventure to Dr. Zuniga by clicking on the DentoCare banner at PrattonTexas.com.
At Thacker, every piece of jewelry represents a moment in time worth celebrating.
But when the jewelry leaves our store, that's when the real story begins. Her engagement ring will tell the story of the loving relationship that you share.
Your wedding band tells the story of the perfect day when you two came together. I'm blessed to be in a business where every piece of jewelry that leaves our store goes on to tell a beautiful story. We hope you'll start your story with Thacker's.
The Lubbock Sportsman's Club is a leading promoter of wildlife conservation, outdoor education, and hunter advocacy across West Texas. If you want to help Lubbock Sportsman's Club achieve its mission to conserve wildlife and wilderness lands, to educate youth and the general public, and to promote and protect the rights and interests of hunters in the West Texas area and worldwide, you're invited to take part by simply coming to the club's meetings. Learn more about the great work done for conservation and hunting at lubbocksportsman.com and listen here for chapter meeting announcements.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a man so important other talk show hosts listen to his show, even while they're on the air. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. The Austin American-Statesman has a story today using Texas Realtors data on migration. It says more people move from California to Texas than any other state. They looked at 2022 relocations, according to Texas Realtors 2024 Texas Relocation Report, and here's the coming into Texas, the people moving, emigrating would be the proper word, emigrating, into Texas, 102,000 from California, 41,000 from Florida, so, you know, it's more than twice as many. Of course, California is by far the most populous state, so it makes sense, 30,000 from Nueva York, 25,000 from high on pot, lefty environmentalist Colorado, 25,000 from the political machine of Illinois, 25,000 have moved over from Louisiana, 25,000 from Oklahoma. That's the numbers. Now, where are Texans migrating to? Where are they going to when they leave out of the state? Well, a lot of them go to California. 42,000, but you see the net difference, 102,000 on the same year from California to Texas, only 42,000 going the other way, and we hope they're Austin and Houston and Dallas liberals, 38,000 to Florida. I have some family that was part of that group, 26,000 moved to Oklahoma. So Oklahoma actually had a net gain of Texas. That's right, because 25,000 Oklahomans came to Texas in that year, 26,000 Texans went to Oklahoma in that year. So in 2022, about 668,000 people moved to Texas, according to the Texas Realtors. And there's 30,503,000 people living in Texas as of this past summer. It wasn't very long ago that we were 19 million. And I wonder how many more aren't really caught in these numbers that are here illegally. I mean, we've added millions, so I'm sure it's probably higher than that. Law enforcement officials in four states reported temporary 9/11 outages this morning. One of those, there are places in Texas, the city of Del Rio, for example, didn't have service. They said it was an outage with a major cellular carrier, didn't say which one. They had the opposite problem of Las Vegas, Nevada. 911 calls from cell phones didn't work, so you had to use a landline or cell carrier. Kilgore Police Department, Reuters reported they were down too, so I'm sure there were a few. And the AP reported this afternoon that it was workers installing a light pole in Missouri that cut into a fiber line, knocking out the service in Nebraska, Nevada, and South Dakota, and probably Texas too. Who knows? You certainly ought to have on any kind of networking like that more redundancy in it. Jacksboro woman beaten to death by her son, according to police. KFDX tells us that horrible story. That on Tuesday, Lee Martinez, 35, of Jacksboro, was booked into the Jack County Jail on charge of murder after police found a woman beaten to death inside a residence in Jacksboro that morning. We found out later that the victim was the man's mother. Horrible. Two Wichita Falls Police Department officers were injured as four were arrested at a shuttered La Quinta on Central Freeway in the Falls. Apparently, they say a lot of people were breaking in the rooms and staying there, squatting in the hotel, and they went, it's closed for code violations, and they went to one guy resisted so much he had to be tased four times with little effect, which probably means he was high on drugs. They say at least six people have been arrested since Saturday, but two officers were injured in that. Suspect in custody for string of arsons in Snyder. Remember all of these arsons in Snyder since 2019? Well, KRBC tells us that they report that the fire marshal there, Nathan Hines, in Snyder says the arsonist responsible for a string of destructive fires that plagued our community since 2019. He's been arrested. They allege it's 29-year-old Daniel Allen Jr. of Snyder. That's their suspect. Misconduct investigation underway at Leveland ISD. District put out a statement saying that the students and faculty may have engaged in some kind of misconduct. They've contacted law enforcement, and that's all we know out of that. Somebody's an employee or employees, it says, plural, were placed on administrative leave. So good grief, who knows what. Man steals Atmos Energy truck, that's the gas company, and leads police on a chase before being tased and arrested in Amarillo. KVII says, middle of the afternoon, and he stole this work truck from Atmos. It had GPS, so it was being tracked, and they were relaying it to police. They got him somewhere on Arthur Street, and he ran from police. They pursued and deployed a taser. And then before arriving on that Arthur Street, another Atmos employee saw the truck. And that suspect that had stolen it threatened that guy with a knife. Took the keys and stole the truck, you know, from the stolen truck and ran. Anyway, I don't know. This guy ran away. Nathaniel Soto, if the story's right, 26 years old, someone they've arrested for this alleged crime. Texas A&M basketball player's been arrested. Julius Marble, 23. He's in the men's basketball program, and he's been arrested for sexual assault. The claim is he invited a bunch of people to his apartment and took one into the room where he sexually assaulted, and the person claims they were trying to get out, say no, all that. We'll see. That reported from KBTX. Gainesville police officer arrested for child sex crimes, according to a press release from the Gainesville PSP. Gainesville, I keep wanting to say PFCD. I don't know why. Private first, I don't know what my brain's saying. Police department, the PD, says Officer Dustin Duncan was arrested following an indictment for alleged indecency with a child by sexual contact. Ooh. Rowlett woman found guilty of plotting fiancé's ex-girlfriend's murder. Fox 4 says that 32-year-old Holly Elkins was found guilty of orchestrating the murder of her fiancé's ex-girlfriend. Alyssa Burkett, 24, was shot and stabbed to death back in 2020 at a Carrollton apartment complex where she worked. Prosecutors told the jury Elkins was the puppet master behind Burkett's murder. She stalked and harassed Burkett for months, helped plant drugs and a gun in her vehicle, and called police on her, falsely claiming she was a drug dealer. I mean, this is just pure, absolute evil nastiness. She was obsessed and wanting custody of this woman, of the daughter who was the child of her fiancé. In other words, she wanted the other lady's daughter because she's now, I guess they claim engaged, who knows, shacking up with the father of the child, Andrew Beard. A year ago, Beard admitted to doing the murder, but he's in prison for 43 years. They say that this woman, Holly Elkins, was the puppet master. She was the one pushing everything behind it, and the law parties, she's just as guilty of murder as he is, and she was found guilty. Harris County Deputy Constable Victor Solorzano is on leave after allegedly taking photos of his co-worker while she was in the shower. Well, if you had things set up right, you wouldn't even be able to have a man in there and near the shower. Texas Education Agency settled with the feds after a teacher or somebody wanting to be a teacher, school teacher who has dyslexia, made a complaint under the Americans with Disabilities Act saying that TEA denied them an oral administration of the test they have to take for science of teaching reading. That's something you have to take. So now TEA will allow a qualified reader or text-to-speech technology to be used for people with dyslexia who need to take the science of teaching reading exam. Okay, but there are other questions about that. But in today's public, you know, politically correct world, you're not supposed to mention it. Yeah, I'm sorry. There's a lot of things a lot of us want to do. I'm not tall enough to be a basketball star. And if you have serious dyslexia, really should you be in the classroom teaching people to read? Now, that might be not a problem. So don't get me wrong. There may be people that have that can use that to make them a better teacher. But it's politically incorrect now to ask those kind of questions. And I think this is a case where you certainly need to ask that question. A lawsuit from a North Texan has been filed, according to KXII, against a Dallas-based or Texas-based Cinemark because their so-called 24-ounce containers for beer only hold 22 ounces, and they get you an upcharge of a dollar to go from 20 to the 24, but he went and measured them, and it's only 22 ounces. He's in the right. They need to pay him back his 10 bucks.
Stay in the saddle. Pratt on Texas will be right back.
You are lucky. You know that? Every Thursday through Saturday for lunch and dinner and Sunday for that perfect traditional after church lunch, you don't have to go far to enjoy homemade, fresh, mouth-watering fried chicken and chicken fried steak, fabulous veggies, served family style with yeast rolls and unbeatable homemade desserts. The catfish is fantastic too. Where? At Pratt's favorite, Bell's Chicken Dinner House at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene, of course. Visit Bell's Thursday through Sunday at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene.
Judson Eddins of Eddins Furniture, located at 19th and Avenue N in downtown Lubbock, home of the Buy One, Get One Free Recliner Special starting at $599. Bring your dreams and imagination for your home, and we'll take care of the rest with affordable prices and fast delivery. Let our friendly staff help you pick out the furniture that you've been dreaming of. Family owned and operated for 2.5 decades. Come to Eddins Furniture, 19th and Avenue N in Lubbock, and check out our website at eddinsfurniture.com.
Shop with Judson Evans. He's one of us. Save money, time, and avoid days, even weeks of stress. Don't trash a perfectly good laptop because a keyboard screen or other part like an internal battery has a problem. Jeff Barker Computer Service can fix it. No minimum charge, free estimates. Keep your computer running without the extreme hassle, risk, and expense of changing machines. Ask Jeff Barker Computer Service what it'll take to repair, restore, or upgrade your existing computer. Visit jbcs.com. jbcs.com for Jeff Barker Computer Service.
You are in the right place at the right time for news and commentary of Texas from the right perspective. It's Robert Pratt with the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Don't forget, be sure you're a member of the Listener Club. You'll get the email. If you're in Lubbock, I'll have endorsements for these three places or voter recommendations for these three places on the newly elected board. By the way, all over the state, early voting starts Monday, and this week is when most of the state media has figured out we have new offices to elect. These for the Appraisal District Board of Directors. I will have those recommendations. I endorsed fully Mark McBrayer for mayor the day he filed. I mean, he's the only one that kept his promises after just a bruising election in Lubbock where everybody tried to outdo each other about how they weren't for raising taxes and they were more conservative than everybody else, including the mayor, Trey Payne. And then every one of them went and voted for a tax increase. Mark McBrayer didn't. His big opponent, Massengill, voted for every tax increase that's come along since he's been on the council, which has been years. He's part of the Dan Pope-Massengill duo of big government stuff. And no wonder when he was interviewed about this sewer line controversy in Lubbock, I don't know if y'all caught that, but everything he had to say was, well, Joy and I, he's talking about the outright registered Democrat councilwoman. That's who he partners with, Massengill. Mark McBrayer is a true conservative, leads his life that way, and he's a good man. And I just, so those of you in Lubbock know that may have missed it, when he first filed, I was so excited. I said, we're going to actually have a chance of having a conservative as mayor now that Trey Payne decided not to run. But Mark's the only one, and he didn't even have a competitive race. But he went to all the forums. We got other people out there that are in, that running for mayor and stuff that can't show up at any of the forums, and yet they're in a competitive race. McBrayer went to most every one of the forums, and he didn't even have an opponent. And yet he's the one that kept his word. Today in Texas history, my friends, sponsored by Hub City Title, Lubbock's local title company, reliable and responsive with fast turnaround from Hub City Title's in-house title examiners, hubcitytitle.com, Lubbock's premier title and escrow company. Use them at your choice. 181 years ago today, one of our Texas heroes resigned as mayor of San Antonio. 1842, on the 18th of April, Juan Seguin resigned as mayor of San Antonio. He was a native of San Antonio. He was born in 1806 under the Spanish Empire. His father, Erasmo, was a prominent public figure who later served as alcalde, which is sort of like sheriff and magistrate. Juan fought in the Texas Revolution, escaping death at the Alamo when he was sent out as a courier shortly before the fall. Seguin was elected to the Republic of Texas Senate in 1937, the only Mexican Texan. I guess they mean by ethnicity, or because they were all, most all of them were Mexican citizens at this time. Anyway, you know how it works now. You got to do identity politics. He was the only one of, Spanish speaker, native maybe, that served in the body. He resigned in 1840, then elected mayor of San Antonio. He had a lot of controversy there. He had a lot of conflicts with Anglo squatters on city property. His business correspondence with a guy, person in Mexico incriminated him in General Rafael Vasquez's invasion of San Antonio in 1842. He was in fear of his life. He resigned, fled with his family to Mexico, participated in Adrian Huerta's invasion of Texas in 1842, and fought against the U.S. in the Mexican War. But he saw the light because he's a Texan. He returned to Texas after the Mexican-American War. He died in Nuevo Laredo in 1890. The town of Seguin was named in his honor in 1839. And it's on this day, and I don't know why the national press picked it up, but it's all over the place today, that the first washateria or laundromat opened, and it was in Fort Worth. And back then, there weren't coin machines. They just rented, you know, the newfound electric washing machines were great, but you had to have the money to buy one. You have to have electricity. A lot of people didn't have electricity. And so you rented them by the hour at this place. It was the first one ever, the first laundromat called a washateria. You still see that name once in a while. And it was now, of course, they're mostly 24 hours and open all, you know, all over the place. But it was a huge deal, started in Fort Worth. Thanks to Hub City Title for sponsoring our look at Texas history. HubCityTitle.com. I will sue you. Austin City Council public comment rules in limbo after a judge is ruling one of the regular activists who's there to speak at City Hall got mad. Here's how KXAN reported it. It's work previously. Speakers signed up to speak on a consent agenda items, as Bunch was, this guy names, his last name's Bunch, are given 2 minutes regardless of the number of items they signed up to speak on. So he was up for him. He said, I am signed up for 4 items and I want 2 minutes on each of those 4 items. Bunch said at a council meeting on August 4th, under the law that you understand is what that's what's required. Mayor said, please go ahead. Bunch said, do I get my 8 minutes? The mayor said, no. Kirk Watson's the mayor. Bunch said, I get 2 minutes for my 4 items. And the mayor said, nah, you're already down to 1 minute and 1 second just because you were asking a question. Okay, then I'll see you in court. And he did. And a judge ruled against the city. A temporary restraining order, and we'll see where that goes. Democrat sues Tarrant County Republican Party for a place on the executive committee for a precinct chairman's job. Texas Scorecard reports that this Democrat activist has sued the party and its chairman, Bo French, in Fort Worth in Tarrant County. He's a Democrat activist. He actually ran in 2024 as a Democrat. He's run as a candidate and all of that, and our party rules say you can't be that. And what primary you vote in, or if you run for office, that's your allegiance. So he was disqualified as an administrative disqualification. He won the race because nobody knew who it was. And look, fine. He was rightly done. But he's got a big former chairman and current general counsel for the Tarrant County Democrat Party suing so that they're wasting time and money of Beau French, the Tarrant County chairman, and the local party, suing, going to court to say he ought to be able to be a Republican precinct chairman. Huh. Oh, well. There is so much going on out there. By the way, it's going to be a little more bearable for a few prisoners. The Nexstar reported that Texas Department of Criminal Justice is adding More air conditioning will cool an additional 2,149 beds with another 11,565 added for the 13 additional AC projects that are in the design phase. Out of the current population, 45,496 beds are air conditioned, 132,481 is the total population. The legislature kicked in a bunch of money to do that, and plus, since 2018, outside of that, they had already added over 8,000 cooled beds. So it's been a big gripe for people, and I understand it's very hot in Texas. You know, if these things had windows and you got a breeze and all that, it's pretty bad. All right, now, it's going to happen whether we like it or not. All right, so, what is that one? I've got to talk about this one. And it is Dateline Dallas, so it's got some Texas news because Heritage Auctions operates in Dallas. But I'm a big fan of Star Trek. Now, I don't mean all the United Nations BS leftist stuff that came after the original with Captain Kirk. Although there was one that was a prequel that was pretty decent. But the Captain Kirk, that's the real stuff, because that's, as Gene Roddenberry, the creator, said, it's just a space western. And their morality plays, and they took on the issues of the time, like Democrat enforced segregation and bigotry and all that stuff. And I love Star Trek, the real Star Trek. And Roddenberry's son, Rod Roddenberry, found out the auction house in Dallas found the original model of the Enterprise that was used in the opening credits. It's 3-foot model. It used to sit on his dad's desk when he was little. They loaned it to the studios for the first Star Trek movie in the 70s, and it went disappearing. Nobody knew where it went. Well, Heritage Auctions, it came up on eBay, some people pulled it off. Anyway, they did a lot of work, and they've gotten it to Roddenberry's son, and he's going to get it refurbished and put it where the public can see it, which I think is great. They said that model would easily sell for more than $1 million at auction, but it's priceless, and it's about 3 foot. The bigger one they used later on in the show was 11 feet. But this is the original that they filmed the opening credits with and used for the pilot. And Roddenberry says he's glad he's cleared up one rumor. He said, Pete, the rumor was I destroyed it as a kid because as a boy I threw it into the pool. He says, finally I'm vindicated after all these years. I'd like to have that thing. Let me tell you, I'd build a room just to house it. The clock's got us. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.